Begin the current daf Masechet Sukkah, daf Nun Beis. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. Now, as we mentioned in the Mishnah regarding the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, that they made a tikkun gadol. So the Gemara explained what was this great takana that they made in the Ezes Nashim during the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, which they changed the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, although one's not allowed to add or detract from the structure. However, they found a great source from a pasuk in Zechariah, which mentioned by Besaf Taharetz, there's going to be a great mourning, that even by the mourning, by the hesped of someone that they're mourning, which is a great mourning, which the time of Tsar end is not going to be in those days, or even inclination, yet in spite of that, there's still going to be a separation of men and women. Most definitely a time of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, when we still have a Yitzhar, and it's a time of rejoicing, which is more of a possibility of Kalas Reish. Therefore, most definitely, they had to make a separation of the men and the women, and that was a great takana that they made these platforms that the women should be on this balcony and the men below them. Now, the Gemara goes back to ask on that pasuk that we brought on Zechariah, ha hespeda, this mourning, this hesped that they're going to be having in the times of the future, may have a detail, what's the purpose of it? Who are they mourning? So, plikibar abdeis rabbanan, smachleikis, chadama al mashiach ben Yosef v'shenerek. One will be, as we had explained when we quoted in the previous daf, it's regarding these two mashiachs that will redeem the Jewish people. One will be the Mashiach from the tribe of Yosef, who will be killed in the Melchama of Gog and Magog, and the other one will be Mashiach ben David, who will come and reign over the Jewish people and the world. So one says it's Mashiach ben Yosef when he's going to be killed, then it's going to be this great mourning. Another one says it's when the evil incarnation will be killed, that's when there's going to be this great hesped. So the Gemara asks, Mashiach ben Yosef, we could understand according to the pin that says that it was Mashiach from the tribe of Yosef who he gets killed. So Heinrich said, that's what it says over in the Pasig, V'habitu Eli, and they will look to me, Esa Shadakur, those that regarding those, the one who is stabbed. In other words, they're going to be looking at the one who is killed in front of them. V'saftu Elov, and they're going to mourn over him, K'mispar al yachid, like someone that mourns over an only child who they had and was killed and died, that's how great the mourning is going to be. So we understand Mashiach ben Yosef was a great leader of the Jewish people, he's going to die in that war, so we understand the great hesped. El mandam al yitzhar shenerek, but according to the one that says it's the evil incarnation that's being killed, hayas beid debay lemevid, where you should go ahead and make a hesped, a eulogy, and mourn over the evil incarnation that's killed. Simcha bay lemevid, you have to do a great rejoicing. Amai boch, why are they crying? The evil incarnation causes people to sin. And why would they cry when he's finally killed? And that the Gemara says, "Kiditaris Rabbi Yehuda." Like Rabbi Yehuda expounded, because la'asid lavei in the future time, mevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu liyitzahara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring the evil incarnation, and this is what we're talking about in that pasuk in Zechariah, according to that interpretation, that v'shachtei, and that Hashem will slaughter the yitzahara, b'fnei hatzadikim u'b'fnei rishim, in front of the righteous ones and in front of the wicked ones. Now tzadikim nidmulhem kahar gavaya. The righteous, the evil incarnation, appeared to them like a huge mountain. And that is because every person, according to how great they are, that's how commensurate their inclination to sin is. So since they're so great, to them it seemed like a great mountain. V'sham nidmulhem k'chot asara, and the wicked ones, it appears to them like it was a strand of a hair. Because since their righteousness was so low down, their temptation to sin was also really very small. Now halolu b'ichin v'halolu b'ichin. Now they are crying and they're crying. Tzadikim b'ichin, the righteous cry, because they recall the pain that they had to conquer this wickedness in their lifetime, how great was the temptation and the pain of the Yetzirah, v'ayim, they say, how were we able to conquer this great mountain? There was so much temptation, so much nisyonis that they had, so much tests, and they're crying, remembering the pain they had. And the wicked ones are crying, and they're saying, how could it be that we weren't able to conquer this small little strand over here? We had nothing in the way of tests, because our levels were so low, we were so wicked. They're crying, how could we not have done it? And the tzaddikim are crying, how did we do it? And that's the idea, why they're mourning and they're crying, is this idea, different types of tears, but they're both crying. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wonders with the righteous how they could have done it. Shnemak says the pasuk in Zechariah, Koyamar Hashem Tzavakas. This is what Hashem Tzavakas, the Lord of Hosts, said. Ki polai be'enei she'iris ha'am hazeh b'yamhem. Because there's going to be wonder in the eyes of the remnants of this nation in those days. And gam be'enei yipolai, so too in my eyes, there's going to be wonder, how is it that Tzadikim merited to do it? But again, this is the crying that they're doing for different reasons, but this will be the tears that they'll be crying by the hesped of the Yitzhar. Now, related to this discussion of the Yetzer Hara, that this was the hesped that they made crying over when he gets killed, so the Gemara goes into a long discussion about the evil incarnation. Amar Abasi, Yetzer Hara, the evil incarnation, b'tchila doim l'chud shel buchya. In the beginning, he appears like a strand, like a thread of a spider. Ulebesayif, in the end, however, when a person accustoms himself little by little to be drawn after the evil incarnation, so he gets stronger and he gets stronger. And demikavoy sagola, then he appears like the rope of a wagon. Shemaik says a pasuk in Yeshaya, "Hay meishchei avin, woe to those who are drawn to sin, and that is in the beginning they bring sin upon themselves. Bechavli hashav, with the ropes of nothingness. In other words, they have no substance. Almost, there's really nothing to it. It's very easy to subdue that inclination and to get past it. However, ukavoy sagola chata, but ultimately they sin." Like the ropes of a wagon, which are these thick ropes which they tie the oxen to plow, that's ultimately what happens, because when you do it again and again and again, it keeps like wrapping the strands around and around and around, making it thick. So although it starts off very easy, once a person gets ingrained with it, the inclination gets so strong, like avos hagala. Now, returning to what we spoke about, there's two different interpretations of what the hesped was. We're talking about the Yitzhara. The other opinion was Mashiach ben Yosef was killed. So turn around, we learn the Braisa. Mashiach ben David, the Messiah that will come from David HaMelech, she'asad lehigolis b'mehir b'meinu, who the Tanna is saying that he should quickly reveal himself speedily in our days, or mila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell him, she'al ni meni dava ve'etn l'cha. Says, Hashem will say, ask from me anything and I'll give it to you. Shem like says a pasuk in Tehillim, asapra al chayk, that in other words, I will say this thing that should be for remembrance and the statute, Begomer, where there it says at the end of the pasuk that Hashem amar alai, Hashem says to me, this is what Mashiach talking about, B'ni'at, you're my son, and as the pasuk there continues, Ani hayom yuladeticha, I have given birth to you today, which that means to say that today I'm going to reveal to the people that you're my son. So the pasuk, the next pasuk continues, says, Sha'al mimene, ask from me, ve'en legoyim nachlasecha, and I'll give the nations your inheritance. So basically Hashem is telling him, whatever you ask from me, I'm going to give you. However, Kimet Shira Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerig, but once Mashiach ben David sees the other Mashiach from Yosef, that he dies, he gets killed in the Mechamav Gog Magog. So Amal Afanab, he says in front of Hashem, Rebbein Shalom, Master of the world, Enim Rakim Mechad Mechayim, the only thing I'm going to ask me is to stay alive. So Amal Ois, Hashem tells him, Chayim, life, Achaloy Marta, before you even say it, Kvar Hisnabi Lecha David Avicha, your father David already prophesied regarding this. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, that Chayim Shalom Mecha, that he will ask from you life, and the sata levegema, and he would already, in the reference to Hashem, he already has given you, as the pasuk there ends, erech yom oil mud, lengthy days forever and ever. So he's saying that's what you're asking already. Your father David already said nevuah that this is what you're going to ask, but that he was saying that you already have life already. That's not something that you need to ask from me. Nothing more goes back to this that we were discussing the other interpretation of who was that was killed. That's the Yitzhar. So Darsh Reb Avira, V'yitem, and some say Reb Shuban Levi, Shiva Shemis Yesh Li'etzahara. There are seven names that are given to the evil incarnation. First one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kara Ra. Hashem calls the Yitzahara Ra, bad, evil. Shtamak says a pasuk in Bereishis, Ki Yitzah Lev Ha'adam, because the inclination of the heart of man is Ra Menurav, is evil from its youth. And therefore we see that inclination is called Ra. Maisha Kara Aral. Maisha Benu called it uncircumcised. Shlomo says the pasuk in Devarim, "Umaltim es arlas levavchem," that he will circumcise the arla of your hearts, which is the uncircumcised parts. Again, reference to the bad inclination, which then that's called an arla. David kari tamei, the third pshat, third name, and David calls it impure. Shlomo says the pasuk in Tehillim, "Leiv tahar barli elikim," that a pure heart HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created for me. Mechlal deka tamei, from that you can infer that there is an impure heart, which has a reference to the Yetzer Hara. Fourth name, Shlomo Kari Soina. Shlomo Melech called it an enemy. Shlomo Melech says a pasuk in Mishle, "Im Rav Soina Acha." If your enemy is hungry, in other words, if your evil inclination is hungry and desires to sin, so Hachaleu Lachem. So give him bread to eat, which means to say, exert yourself in the Melchama, the war of Torah, where the word Melchama has the word Lechem in there, the bread, as it says in the pasuk in Mishle, Lechu Lachem Belachmi. Go ahead and eat my bread, so that will, when one engages in the toil of Mechama of Torah, that bread will then counter the hunger of the inclination. Vimtzaman, if he's thirsty, Hashkeu Mayim, give him water to drink, which is also a reference to Torah, as it says the pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Hey, Hay called Tzame Lachula Mayim, whoever's thirsty should come to water, reference to Torah. Ki Gechalam Atachais Al Resha, because coals you're going to pour on his head, Vashem Yisham Lach, and Hashem will compensate you. So you see that the Yetzahara is called Tzenaach, your enemy. But another drush related to this pasuk, Atikri Yishalam Lach, don't read it that Hashem will pay you back, El Yashlumenu Lach, that he will compliment him to you. And that is, your inclination will actually make peace with you and be your friend, and he won't try to seduce you to sin and to take you away from the world, because you're going to be channeling all that hunger and desires for Torah and not for sinning. A fifth name, Yeshaya Kar Michshol. He calls the Yetzar a stumbling block. Something like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya. Soilu, soilu, pave the way, panu derech, clear the road. Hirimu michshol mederech ami, remove the stumbling block from the path of my nation. So you see it's called a michshol. Sixth name, Yecheskel Kari Evan. Yecheskel called it a stone. Shem like it says the pasuk in Yecheskel. Vasi roisis, leva evan mebsarchem, that will remove the heart of stone from your flesh. V'nasat lechem lev bas, I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. Again, that we see that it's called evan. That's what we have now with the Yitzhara, is a heart of stone, and then Hashem will give us a heart of flesh. And the seventh name, Yoel Karit Safaini. Yoel called it the hidden one, as the Gemara explained, because he's hidden in the person's heart. Shem like says the pasuk in Yoel, and I will distance the hidden one from you. And that is, a person doesn't realize all the biases and inclinations he has because the Yitzhar is hidden in his heart. So trying to learn the Brayis regarding this last name from that pasuk, Vesatzvayni Archim Aleichem. It says in the pasuk, Vesatzvayni Archim Aleichem, I will distance the hidden one from among you. Zeh Yitzhar, that's a reference to the evil inclination. Shatzafin Va'imid Beliba Shalom, that he's hidden and he's standing there in the person's heart. The person doesn't realize how he's being seduced by his Yitzhar. Pasuk continues and says, so Hashem is saying how he's going to banish the Yitzhar, he's going to Archig Melechem, V'hidachtiv el Eretz Tzir Shemama, and I'm going to push him away, the Yitzhar, to a barren and desolate land, which means L'mokim She'ein B'nei Adam Mitzuyin, that there's no people there around, L'skarzbem, that he could go ahead and provoke them. Then Pasuk continues and says, as Panav El Yam HaKadmoni, who his face, in other words, a reference to the Yitzhar, who Hashem is going to banish, that his face is to the first sea, which means, say, the reason why he's punishing the Yitzhar is Shenasin Einav B'Mikdash Rishon Bechribi, because he placed his eyes, in other words, his whole focus, towards the first temple, and he destroyed it. Now, the reason why that's called the first sea is because the first place of Mikdash was like a yam, like a sea, where all the people would gather there by the temple, just like the sea is, where all the rivers come, and they come together into the sea. That's what the base of Mikdash was, and he destroyed it. V'harg Tamil HaChacham Shabbat, and he also killed all the Talmudic scholars that were there. Then the pasuk continues, "V'seif el yam achren," and his end is to the last sea. Shenasin inav b'mikdashin v'chrivi, because the other sea, the second base of mikdash, he also placed his focus there, and he destroyed it too. V'harik tamid echalam shabai, and he killed the Talmudic scholars out of there. V'allah v'ashrei v'tal tzachanasai, and then that caused his foul odor and his stench to come up. And the reason why it's so bad what the Yitzhar had done is because shemeniach umes ha'olam, he leaves the nations of the world. Where does he put all his effort to seduce and to incite and to provoke? Only by the Jewish people. He goes for the cream. And actually, as the pasuk there concludes, because he wanted to do great things. He wanted to go ahead and do his job by the creme de la creme, to go to the Jewish people. And that's why he's getting punished. And Abaya says, actually, so he goes to the top. And who's the top of the top? Are the Talmudic scholars. More than everybody, he tries to get and cause their downfall. This is what Hashem is going to say. He's going to distance away this Yetzirah who caused so much destruction to the Beis HaMikdash, the Jewish people. And by saying the most of Ki Higdolasa is Al Tamid HaCham Ki Ha, as the Gemara illustrates this, the Abaya Shamil Hugav. Abaya overheard a certain man, the Ka'amala Hi Hitzah, who was talking to a certain woman, who he told her, Nakta Menezel Barcha, let's get up early so we can get going on the road and leave early in the day. So Abaya said to himself, I'm going to go and separate this man from sinning because he's going to be alone, secluded with this woman. So he went after them to be able to prevent this man from sinning with this woman, three parsa in swampland. Now, when they came to separate from each other, that's because the two cities where they lived from were far apart from each other, and they reached this put this fork in the road where he had to go one way, she had to go another way. So Shemina de Kamri, he heard them saying that Orchin Rechika, the road is far, in other words, it's very far away from where we both live, and we both can't go together anymore. But Vitzafsa Mesima, but the company was sweet. In other words, if we could have gone together, it would have been so much more pleasant and sweet of the company that we had. So Abaya said, he says, Iman de Sani Lihava, if it was my enemy that was secluded with this woman, that he was taking this journey with her, not this man, he would never be able to hold himself back from sitting with this woman. And Abaya meant that, he just didn't want to curse himself, which we always say, Soinein Shal Yisrael, is really a reference to the Jewish people. He meant in reference to himself. He says he would never have been able to withhold the temptation and the desire with sinning with this woman. So Azal Tala Nafshi Bibur Didasha. So he went and he leaned over the bolt of the door like someone that's deep in thought, Mitzdar, and he was pained. He was thinking, look at this person he was able to withhold, and he was thinking he realized by himself he would never have been able to withhold that. So Asa Husaba Tanli. So this elder came and told him over the following halacha. Says Kalagadl Michaveh, whoever is greater than his friend, which Abaya was in regards to this person, Yitzra Godlam, and has a greater inclination. And that is, a person gets a certain siyat d'shmaya for a certain nisayan. This wasn't his nisayan. And you're right, he would not have been able to resist that seduction and that temptation. And therefore, that's what the pasuk says, Kihigdalasa. See, it's the horror goes, and the more, the greater the person, the greater work and effort he tries putting in. And that's why he was trying to comfort Abaya, saying, you're right. You would not have been able to deal with it because your Yetzirah is greater than this person because you're greater than him. Amar Yitzchak, related to this, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yitzir shel adam misgabra lebechol yom. A person's inclination tries to overpower him. It gets stronger every single day. Shemak says, a pasuk in Bereishis, pasuk says, Rak and only, we continue to Amad Beis, Rak kol hayom, he's only wicked the entire day. In other words, every single day, kol hayom, every day, his wickedness increases. Moreover, Mishum and Lakish, he says, Yitzir shel adam misgabra lebechol yom, his inclination gets stronger, umavak shlamisi, and wants to kill him. Shemak says, a pasuk in Tehillim, Sefer Rosh Letzadik, the wicked one looks out for the righteous one, umavakish lamisa, and he wants to kill him. Ve'ilmale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and were it not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that supports the tzadik, and yachalai, he would not have been able to withstand and to stand up to the Yitzhar. Shem, like the pasuk says afterwards over there, Hashem lo yazven v'yadah, Hashem will not leave him in the hands of the wicked one, reference to the Yitzhar, v'liyarshen v'yishavtoi, and he won't let him practice any wickedness with his justice. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he comes to the aid of the tzaddik, but just the tzaddik in the Yitzhara, the tzaddik would never be able to stand up against the temptations of the Yitzhara. So Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, it was taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel that in Paga B'chama Nuvul Zeh, if this despicable, disgusting one, a reference to the Yitzhara, encounters you, in other words, you're fighting a duel with the Yitzhara, then Meshchei L'Beis Medrash, then pull him into the study, to the Beis Medrash, im even hu nimuach. If the Yetzirah, that's the type of Yetzirah you're dealing with, that is like a stone, like a rock, then if you pull him into the study hall and you learn Torah, then he'll dissolve. Im barzel hu, if you have a certain type of temptation that's like iron, then misplates it, then he'll shatter, as the Gemara explains. Im even hu nimuach, if your Yetzirah is like a rock, then he'll dissolve. Like it says in Pasuk Yeshaya, hay kol tzalmei, that all those who are thirsty, l'chulamayim, go to water. And that's because Tyre is compared to water. Now, Uchsevet says a pasuk in Eve, avanim shachakumayim, that stones are dissolved by water. And therefore, if your Yetzirah is like stone, if you learn Tyre, which is like water, it will dissolve it. In Barzlo mispaitzitz, if he's like iron, that it'll shatter. Uchsevet says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem says, haloi kai devarai ka'eshin om Hashem, that behold, that my words are like fire, Hashem says, like a hammer that shatters a rock, and therefore just like the fire that bubbles the iron, and that's the word mispites, that it shatters because the sparks spray from it, that's the same thing, Torah is like that, and even if it's iron, it'll shatter it, so whatever type of Yetzirah it is, it can be two totally different types, but the Torah will work its kayach on either one of them. I'm Rav Shmuel ben Nachman Rabbi Yonason. Yetzirah mesisi la'adam b'ayil mazah. The Yetzirah, the evil incarnation, he's the one that seduces a person in this world. And that same Yetzirah, who made a love of my boy, then he goes, after he seduces him, gets him in trouble, then he says testimony about him in the world to come. Just like it says a pasuk in Mishlei, Mifanik minoyer avdoi. His slave indulges him when he's younger, which is a reference to the Yetzirah, because actually the evil inclination is the slave, is the servant of the person. Because if a person wants, he could control, he can utilize, he can harness his evet, as the pasuk says, va'atatim shloboy. However, not everyone does that. And the servant ends up indulging the master. But ultimately then, after he indulges his master, then he'll be for him a manin. Now, how do we say that means that he'll be an edus for him? He'll testify what he has done wrong. As we find in the methodology of Atbach Reb Chiya, that currently sahad the manin. They call witness manin. Now, that's because in the Aleph Beis, there are different combinations to get to 10, 100,000. That is, Atbach is really referenced. The Aleph is the numerical value of 1, Tes is the numerical value of 9, Bach is Beis is numerical value of 2, and Ches is 8. So At means to say that you could switch in the letters an Aleph with a Tes because they both equal 10. You could switch a Beis with a Ches because they both equal 10. Gaz, Du is the same thing. You could switch a Gimel with a Zayin. Whatever complements the other one to the number 10, you could switch them. Same thing works with hundreds. The Yud and the Tzadi, where they equal 100, could switch with each other. Chaf and Pei could also, Lamed Ayin, Mem Samach, which those are the hundreds. Then the same thing works with thousands. Kuf, which is 100, could switch with an ended Tzadi, Tzadik Sofis, which is in Halacha is the amount of 900, because those are the larger numbers. Then Resh and Pei, with the Pei is 800, that could switch with Resh. Same thing Shin and Endanun, that's the numerical value of 700. And same thing with the Tav, and the Endemem is the numerical value of 600. So Tav is 400, 600, they could switch. Those are the thousands. Then there's leftover, which is Hanach, which is the Hay, which is 5, Nun, which is 50, and the Endachav, which has Halacha of 500, which they don't have any partners, because 1 and 9 and 2 and 8, you end up having 550, 500 in the middle. So they don't have partners. So the halach is that they combine with each other. The hay and the nun and the endochav, they can switch with each other. So it comes out, based on this methodology, that the word sahada is the same word as monin, because you have the samach, which is from the mem that switches with samach, because mem is 40, samach is 60, which they equal 100, they can switch with each other. So you have the samach in place of the mem. You have the hay from the hay and the nun, as we said, the 5 and the 50 could switch with each other, which the hay is in the place of the nun. Then you have the dalad from du, dal, the vav, 4 and 6, which is the tens, which that takes the place of the vav. And then you have again the hay in the place of the nun, so that's manon, which is the same as the word sahada. And that's how we see it in that pasuk, that although the slave, which is the yetzar, will serve and indulge his master, but ultimately he's going to testify in court and say, I know he's done it. And I was there. So that same Yitzhahara will go ahead and testify about the person, Lassa Lover. Continuing on the Yitzhahara, Rav Huna Rami, he posed the following contradiction. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says in the Pasuk in Hoshea, Ki ruach zinunim hissa, because there was an immoral spirit that made them stray. Which sounds like that it's something external to the person, it just made them stray off the path. Yet Ksiv, it says later on, Bikirbam, from that's in within them. It sounds like that the evil inclination is planted within the person, not just an external strain. So that the pasuk explains, betchila hissam. In the beginning, it's just a strain. Ultimately, at the end, it's planted firmly within the person. The inclination takes a hold. Similarly, the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. Betchila kare halach. In the beginning, the inclination is called that he's just passing through, and that is, he's not lodging here, he's not staying here. Ulbasayv kar arach, and then ultimately he's called a guest. He is lodging here. Ulbasayv kari ish. Later on, the Yitzhar becomes the balabais. He takes over the house, he's in charge. Shemlek says a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where this was the mashal that Nasna Novi told to David HaMelech regarding the incident with Bathsheba, and it was a mashal for the Yitzhar that took over David HaMelech. It says that he told him regarding this mashal, regarding the wealthy person that didn't want to serve anything to the guest, and instead he went and stole from the poor man to give for the guest. It says, "Vayavei helech le'ish asher." He was coming and he was passing by the wealthy man. So you see, first is helech. This is the metaphor, the analogy for the yitzhara. V'yachmoy lekachas mitzaynu b'bikari laslarach. And he felt bad, the wealthy person, from taking from his own flock and his own animals to go out and give for the guests. So you see now already the Yitzhar is called already a guest. Ochsivan says there in the pasuk, V'yikach es kivsa se'ish harash. So he took the ewe, the animal from the poor man, v'yaseho le'ish ha'boilam, and he made it for the man, which the term ish is the one that's in charge, he's the Baal Bayis, for the one who came to him. So you see that first he started with a helach, just passing by, then the Yetzer becomes a guest, and then becomes very comfortable, and then becomes the ish, he actually takes over the whole house, and he's in charge, not the person. Now the Gemara continues with one of the primary nisyonis and the Yitzra of the Yetzahara, which is the Yitzra of Arayis, Amar B'yechanan. B'yechanan says, Eira katan yesh le la'adam. There's a small organ that is by the man, which is a reference to his gid, the male member, that marivai sava, that if a person hungers it, then he's sated, and that what that means is that he'll have his strength and his vigor. Masbiyai, but if he satiates that organ, which means to say he engages in tashmish and intercourse, then ra'av, then he'll feel like he's lacking, like there's a hunger. That means his body will be losing that vigor, and when he gets older, it'll be hungry. His body will not feel that same strength. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Hosea, kimar isam vayizbo, that when they'll be afflicted, then they'll be satiated. That actually, that the ra'av, the hungering it, will actually make the person satiated. They'll have strength and vigor when he gets older, because he won't lose his energy by engaging in too much tashmash amita. Whereas Tosis actually says that masbiyai, if someone satiates that desire, then mariva makes him hungry for more tashmish and want to engage in tashmish constantly. It's something that actually the more you try to satiate it, the hungrier it gets. Nothing more continues with the Yetzahara. Amr Rav Chana bar Acha, Amri Bei Rav, they said in the Shiva of Rav, that arba mischart alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabram, that kiviyachol, almost as if to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets about four things that he created them, which essentially means, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have charata, but it's in a way since that they don't have the merit to exist, besides for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Ve'elehen, and these are them. This is Gullus, this is the exile of the Jewish people. Kazdim, the nation of the Kazdim. V'Yishma'elim, and the Ishmaelites. V'Yetzahara, and the evil incarnation. As the Gemara explains, Gullus Tachsev, we find that exile, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashem says, Va'ata mali poinum Hashem. Hashem says, what do I have over here? In other words, this is the sign of like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, so to speak, as if he has charata, as if regret. Ki lokach amechina megarmen, they took my nation for nothing, as if he has charata about the gullus of the Jewish people. Kazdim nechsev, regarding the Kazdim, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hein eretz Kazdim, this is the land of the Kazdim. Zeha am lo'oya, this is a nation that wasn't, in other words, they don't have any merit, as if halavai, they shouldn't have been around. And that is, again, that charata, that they exist. Yishma'elim nechsev, the Yishma'elim, as it says in the Pasuk in Iyev, Yishloyu oiholim l'shoydidim, that those who dwell, these robbers that dwell peacefully in the tents, which these are the Arabs that dwell in tents in the deserts, and they take their flock out to pasture constantly, and they're just moving in tents, not in houses. So it says there at the end of the pasuk, uvatuchais lemargizei el, and they're confident, those who anger God, la'asher hevi eloi ka biyadei, that which God caused himself. In other words, Hashem caused himself to be angry, that he brought them to the world, again, that they charata, so to speak, that they actually are here. In Yetzahara Dechsev, in the evil incarnation, as it says a pasuk in Micha, at the beginning of the pasuk says Hashem will gather those that have been rejected. It says V'ashe Haru Isi, and Hashem says that which I have made wicked. In other words, I created the evil incarnation that made them sin, and I caused them all this. Again, Hashem, so to speak, having charata that he made the Yetzahara in the first place. Now, Amar B'yechanan, based on this last pasuk, B'yechanan says Il Mali Sholish Mekrais Halalo. Were it not for the following three psukim that say testimony that our sins and our merits are really in Hashem's hands, and so too the content of our hearts, where Hashem says, Asher Harayis, that He caused us to do bad because He gave us the evil incarnation, Nismaititu Raglim Shul Sinan Shel Yisrael, then the feet of the Jewish people would have faltered. One is the pasuk we just quoted, Asher Harayis, almost the Hashem takes responsibility that I made them do bad. Another one is a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Hine kachir mebiyat hayetzer," like the pottery in the hand of the one who forms it. Kein atem v'gemer, so to you, the Jewish people, again, that we're in Hashem's. What we do is really in Hashem's control. V'idach, and the other one is a pasuk in Yechezkel where Hashem says, "Vasirisi es leva evim mepsachem," I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh. V'nasadi lechem lev basan, I will give you a heart of flesh. Again, that same idea where It's Hashem that has the control and the ability to do it. And therefore, on some level, it's as if Hashem is taking responsibility, and that's the only way we can survive, even though we have great sins. Rav Papa, he says, Af Mahainami, also from the following pasuk in Yechezkel, that says, Ves ruchi etim mekirbachem, that I will put my spirit within you, but goyim, the pasuk there ends, that you will do my commandments, again, to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it for us, and he's not, so he's, so to speak, taking some of the responsibility, and that's how we're able to survive, because or else we wouldn't be able to survive based if we were taking sole responsibility. Now there's a pasuk in Zechariah that talks about Vayareini Hashem arba charashim, that Hashem showed me the four umnin, the four craftsmen. Now, the Gemara asks, Man nina arba charashim, who are these four craftsmen? So this is in reference, as we're discussing, Lasalavai, when the Jewish people will have the Geula and will slaughter the Yitzhara. So Amr Avchanda bar Bizna, Amr B'Shimon Chasida, who are these four Harashim that will be there? There's Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, and there's Mashiach ben Yosef, where both Mashiachim are called Harashim, they're craftsmen, which they'll be instrumental in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Then there's Ve'eliyahu, who he's what's called a Harash Evan, that he's able, a craftsman of stone, because he built the Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel, and we know that he's also going to be sent in La'asad Lavai. The Kain Tzedek, and the fourth one that was shown, the Cheresh, is Shem, the son of Noach, who's called Kain Tzedek, as he's called a Cheresh, as we find the pasuk in that says in Yeshayim and Malaf, Mechazik Cheresh as Tzayrif, that the Cheresh supported the Tzayrif, which in Bereshis Rabbah that's interpreted to be Malki Tzedek, who he came to Avram, and he blessed him, and he was Mechazik, and that's what the pasuk is talking about. And he's called a Cheresh. Why is he called a craftsman? Because of him assisting his father in the building of the Teva, that was Noach who built the Teva, together with his son, Shem. The Master of Sheshar, if Sheshar asked on this interpretation, that the four Harashim are, so to speak, the redeemers of the Jewish people, that they're going to be instrumental in constructing the third Beis HaMikdash, Ihachi, if that's the case, Sahayna Dechsiv, so this is what it says in the Pasuk, later the Pasuk says, V'yirman the Girsa is lamer, saying as, Ela HaKronis HaShazeris Yehuda, these are the horns that dispersed the Jewish people, the Judeans. But how can that be? Hani Leshuva Asu. You just said that these are the people that will help them return to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. So why is the Pasuk there then later on make it sound like that these Harashim are the ones that are dispersing and destroying the Jewish people? So Amalei, so Rav Chana responded to Rav Sheshi, said, Shafu L'Sefer Dekra, go to the end of the Pasuk, you'll understand what the Pasuk is saying. It says, Vayivoyu Eilu L'Hachoraisim, that these will come to frighten them, Liyadis is Karnas HaGoyim, to fight and counter the horns of the nations, Hanisim Karen El Eretz Yehudu, who they raised their horns to the Judean land, L'Zaraisa, to disperse them, B'Goyim, etc. And that as the end of the Pasuk proves, at the beginning, which was talking about as if it's doing bad to the Jewish people, was not talking about when in context of the Harashim. Rather, that was in context of the nations, which is when the prophet asked the Malach, who are these Harashim? Who are these four people that are going to assist the Jewish people? And that is what he said, Ela HaKronis. What that meant was that the nations that dispersed the Jewish people, for that will come these Harashim, these four craftsmen, the two Mashiachim and Eliyahu and Shem ben Noach, to frighten those enemies of the Jewish people. And therefore, there's two different players here that we're talking about. We're talking about the tzaddikim that will help. And then it says, Elakron, that's a reference to why are they coming? For those enemies that disperse the Jewish people, they're coming to counter them. And therefore, it's not a contradiction that these four Harashim are the two Mashiachim, Eliyahu and Shem ben Cham. So Amalei, Rav Sheshi responded, he said, Bahadi Chana Bahagadita Lamali. He says, why should I get involved with Chana regarding to Haggadic teachings? In other words, what do I have to discuss with him? He's much more proficient in Haggadita. I'm not going to be able to ask him anything. And therefore, he says, let me just leave it alone. I'll take what he says because he obviously knows better than me in Haggadita. Now, related to this, regarding the future of the Jewish people that are exulting in their Nitzachin, so it says a pasuk in Micha, V'hoye Zeshal, that this will be the peace. That Ashur ki yovah beretenu, if Assyria will come to our land, v'chi yidrach bar menaseinu, if it will trample in our temples, v'hake moinu olav, and then we'll stand up against him, shivarayim, v'shmoin nesich yadim. Seven shepherds and eight princes. So the Gemara says, manin or shivarayim, who are these seven shepherds? Now Rashi says he doesn't know the reason why it picks these seven tzaddikim to be, so to speak, the shepherds of the Jewish people, and especially since Yitzchak is not mentioned over there, where he says, regarding Yitzchak, however, we find the Medrash that says that where is Yitzchak from all these great people? That he went to save his children from the judgment of Gehenna, as the Pasuk says, Ki ata avinu, that you're our father, they were praising Yitzchak, because he was going to save them, but he doesn't know exactly why it's these seven. So who are these seven shepherds? David be'emtzi, you have David HaMelech in the middle. You have Adam, Sheis, u'mesishalach, mimini, that's to his right. Now these are the righteous ones who were before the Mabul, before the flood, because the people didn't sin until the generation of Enosh, and says the Pasuk in Bereishis Dalad, Az Huchel, only then did they begin to sin. Now Mesishalach was a great tzaddik, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, where 7 days the Dar HaMabul had to wait until the Mabul came, which were the 7 days of mourning for Mesishalach. That was a sign of covered for him. So we have those three tzaddikim on his right. We have Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe B'Ismail, and we have Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Benu to the left of David HaMelech. So now there's the seven shepherds. Umaninu Shmoy Nesich Adma, who are the eight princes? That's Yishai, B'Shaul, B'Shmuel. You have Amos B'Tzafanyu, who are there from the Nevi'im. B'Tzidkiah, U'Mashiach, V'Liyahu, and you have Tzidkiah, Mashiach, and V'Liyahu, those are the eight princes. Now the Gemara returns to our Mishnah. It said, our Bas Ulamas, there were four ladders that were there by every Menayra. So the Gemara explains, Tanu, we're in the Braisa, what was there a need for ladders? Because Gevish HaMenorah, Chamisha Ma'amah, actually the height of the night were 50 Amos high, and they had to get up there to fill up the bowls of that they had. They would put the jugs of oil into the bowls, so that's why they needed four ladders to go up to the four bowls that were there on top of every single Menorah. So the Mishnah continues, it said, Va'arbi Yaladim Shal Pirchekuna, there were four young lads of the young ones of the Kahanim, and in their hands were Kadei Shem and Shalmei of Esem Log. They had jugs of oil of 120 log. So the Gemara says, they had the following question. Meve Esem Log Lukulu? Was there 120 log for all four young Kahanim? Which means that each one had 30? Because 30 times 4 is 120. Or maybe every single Yeled had 120 logs of Shemen in his Kat, which then that would be times 4. Another thing where it says Toshima come in here in the Brice that says, Ubiyideim Kadi Shemin Shoshleshim Shleshim Lug, that each one had 30 lug in his jug, Shem Kula Mevesim Lug, that together with all four, it was 120 lug. Now, Tanu in the Brice, Vehemishubachanoy, they were praiseworthy. This was a great feat that they did, that they had such great strength that they were able to lug up this 30 lug of oil up this ladder, up to the top of the menorah, Yosem Ibnoshel Marta Bas Baisis, greater than the feet of the son of Marta, who is the daughter of Baisis. Now, because Amru, they said, Al Ibnoshel Marta Bas Baisis, on the son of Marta, who is the daughter of Baisis, who he was a Kayan, that Shahoyin Noitel Shteyer Reiches Shosher Hagol, he would take the two thighs of a large ox, Shalakur Belziz, which was purchased for a price of 1,000 Bezuz, which is a very large one, therefore the two very big heavy pieces of the Shor HaGadol, u'mahalach ikiv b'tzad goydel, and he would walk, as he was walking up, slowly up the ramp to the Mizbeach, with the heel of one foot, right by the big toes of his other foot, one side by side, very slow steps, which generally, as Rashi says, when someone's carrying a very heavy load, he tries to run, but here he would walk very, very slowly, and that showed the great feat, the great strength he had, that was able to do that. But v'lohi nichuhu achav akam lasakan. However, really his brothers, the Kam, didn't let him do that for him to take both parts of the thighs of the ox. Rather, as it's said in the Gemara Masechtas Yumin of Chavam Abeis, that from the ox, you have to have 24 people carrying the pieces. And that's Mishum, that's because it says the Pasuk initially, b'roiv am hadas melech, with the multitude of the people, is the glory for the king. It's not appropriate for one person to be taking it. It's more covet for Hashem when more people are involved. However, but that was how he was able to display his great strength. These Kahanim showed even a greater feat. So the Gemara asks, "My Mishabachim, why were they great? These Pirchei Kahuna, their feat of strength greater than that Kohen who is the son of Marta Bas Baisis?" The Gemara says, "Ile Mishum Yuk." If you say because of the weight of the load that they were carrying, but Hani Yikiri Tfei, it's not true. The two thighs of such a heavy ox is heavier than 30 log of oil. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Hasam Kavish. The reason is because by that Kayan, it was a ramp. Umaruba. It was fourfold, which means to say that the ramp was an incline, and for every four amas of the incline, it was an amma in the height, which because you have the ramp 32 amas in its length, which had a height of 9 amas. So basically, it was fourfold, so it wasn't Veloy Zakev. It wasn't such a steep incline. However, Hacha Sulamais was Zakev Tuba. However, here there were ladders. It was a very steep incline. So you're right, maybe their weight was less, but to do that on going up ladders is much harder, and therefore their feat of strength was greater than that Kayin who was able to lug up those two heavy Yereches of the Shar and the power, and that's the idea where this was the great feat that they did by the Simchas Beis Yisheva. Now the Mishnah also told us, there wasn't a court in Yerushalayim that wasn't lit up from the great light that was lit up by all these menorahs and from the great height that it was over all the chatzeres in Yerushalayim. So we learn the Braisa how far this went, how clear the light was, and we continue on top of Nun Gimel and Aleph, that Isha Haisa by Reres Chitim, a woman was able to separate the to do bar to select the pieces of wheat La'or Shal Beis HaSheva to the light of this of the Beis HaSheva. That's how much light it was that she was able to see clearly small little pieces. That's how great the light was from the Harabayis going throughout all the Chatzeres in Yerushalayim.